stats, analysis, and the game stats so far. It's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
And wherever you're listening, thanks for making us part of your game day experience. Like Jordan and Billy listening on the CKRM app from lovely smelling Brooks, Alberta. Tony, Gil, Jeff, and Clayton listening on their way up north to Amisk Lake, Saskatchewan. Ryan and Connie listening from Silver Lake Campground. Keep the text coming, 936-6262, wherever you're listening. We'll make you famous, because there's not a lot else to talk about. Riders losing 23-3 to the Montreal Alouettes. We're coming to you from the McDougall Auctioneers broadcast booth. Best in the bidding business, McDougallAuction.com. Time now for our halftime interview. I had a chance earlier this week on the Sports Cage in Regina, which I encourage you to listen to on 620 CKRM from 4 to 6:30. I caught up with the Hall of Famer, or soon-to-be Hall of Famer, Paul McCallum. All right, here with a friend of the show and a former Rider great, Paul McCallum, former BC Lion great, dude played in the XFL. I mean, man, your journey's been all over the place. You were over with the Scottish Claymores, and your journey ends, at least football-wise, at least as a player, in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. It's just announced. How does that make you feel?
It's pretty good. It's very special. It's one of those things I never really thought of, and now that it's happened, it's pretty awesome.
You grew up watching Louis Pisaglia, who is, to me, the ultimate kicker. How do you feel that, to know that your bust will be next to his and maybe the bust will talk to each other one day?
it's something that I'd never really thought of before. And, I was just enamored in being able to practice and learn under Louis and, watch some of the great kickers, even Dave Ridgeway. And, very special, and it's slowly setting in.
So you're a BC boy. You played for the BC Lions, which is obviously special, and you'll probably want to be remembered as a BC Lion. But how cool is it that if you had to play somewhere else besides BC, you got to play in the heartland of football, good or bad, and we know the good and we know the bad in Saskatchewan?
You know what? It's all part of my career, the good, the bad, and everything else. But to be honest with you, I think more about the good in Saskatchewan and everything that happened there, as far as my kids being born there and having fond memories of there and everything like that. It's a special place for me still.
Yeah, what's sweeter, winning a Grey Cup or being inducted into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame? Now, listen, you aren't inducted yet. That'll come, and it'll really hit you then. But, can you compare the two? Is it like comparing kids?
Not really. I mean, football is the ultimate team sport. And, I'm honored that I've been given this award and everything for my hard work. But, realistically, I wouldn't be where I am today without my teammates. I mean, all the guys that I worked with and helped me make my job easier. My holders and snappers and, just my coaches, everybody. So, I wouldn't be here without them.
Okay, so you're kind of speechless. I get it, Paul, and that's understandable. Who's the first person that popped into your mind or first thing you thought of when you got that phone call a few days ago telling you, hey, you are going in?
We actually had a bit of a moment. I was told on my mom's birthday, actually. So that was kind of special for me.
Yeah. No, that makes, obviously, it makes it special. How much of an influence was she in your life?
A huge influence. I mean, she actually kicked me in the butt when I was younger to go out and practice, just when I was even playing junior football. Believe it or not, she wanted to catch punts, and I dislocated her finger. it was a family affair. So, she was a huge supporter of my career.
Well, I played you once in a junior Western semifinal, Surrey Rams, Regina Rams, and you beat me and my team 20-10. So I can say I shared a field with Paul McCallum, and I raced. Do you remember when we raced at Old Taylor Field for tickets? Remember that, for Rider tickets? Do you remember that bit we did?
No.
That's hilarious.
Seriously, did we?
Yes, we raced. I gave you a 5-yard lead, and I beat you. I beat you on a 5-yard lead. That's true. I have audio.
That's why I don't remember.
Paul, if you could go back and play one game or kick one kick again, what would it be?
You mean one that I made or I missed?
Well, whatever. Like, one you missed, one you made. I mean, obviously, you'd probably want to have the 18-yarder back in 2004. I don't want to dwell on that. Is there one moment? Here's a better question. Is there one moment that you want to recapture? If you could be young Paul McCallum again, what would it be?
Oh, man. You know what? It's a hard one in a sense where I wouldn't be where I am without what happened to me. And everything that I've gone through. So, you know what? I don't think I'd change anything. But, you know, I had that question asked as far as fond memories go. I'd say the longest field goal that I made, the Taylor Field, memorable.
Mm-hmm.
The 47, 48 yard field goal in the 2006 Grey Cup. In Winnipeg when it was freezing cold to kind of seal it. And 2011 when I hit the 53-yarder with no time left to seal the Western Final.
Yeah. That's Paul McCallum joining us on the Sports Cage earlier this week. Tomorrow we're going to have Roy Shivers on the show. He's also going into the Hall in the next class. Riders, not a Hall of Fame performance in the first half here in Montreal. The Owls, their home opener, taking the Riders behind the woodshed and giving them a spanking. It's 23-3 Montreal. We'll be back with our, do I call them highlights? The Halftime Rewind coming up next on the Cooperators Rough Rider.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
And our Halftime Rewind brought to you by Johnson's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnsonsgrain.com. Fallen Worthy catches it at his 22 on this near side, across the 30, across the 35, 40, 45, 50. He's on the run, and he could go. Now fakes the hand up. He's going to throw it out here. That's a one-handed catch. What a play by Eugene Lewis. And he'll be close to a first down. Whoa. Here's the kick. It's up. And it's good. He's corrected his mistake. And it's 10-0. Montreal leads 39. Cody takes the shotgun snap. Throws the crosser. Two-handed catch on the run. It's Mitch Picton breaking tackles. And Picton, who had the game-clenching touchdown from 28 yards out last week. Corey Bedvick, the snap by Hughes, the hold by Bedvick, the kick by Lothar is up, and Brett Lothar is 10 of 11 on the season, and Harris going down the right sideline, a man behind, coverage to the 20, to the 10, to the house, Kayan, Julian, Grant, Harris looking to the end zone, he throws. So that is incomplete. Good coverage by Milligan on Reggie White Jr. from about the 26 of Montreal. Here comes the rush. Harris steps up. He's thrown to this near sideline. Jump ball. And is it caught by Eugene Lewis? Are you kidding me? Eugene Lewis with the wind swan-like catch. One other great play in that first half was a brilliant catch by Duke Williams, one of the highlights for the Riders. They didn't have many. Our stat of the half brought to you by Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, now renting in Melville, Yorkton, Estevan, and Weyburn. Call today, 522-5866. And the stat of the half was the 88-yard opening kickoff return for a touchdown by Chandler Worthy, a sign of things to come. Riders down by 20. We're coming back with a second half in a moment on the Cooperators Rough Rider.